He wanted Emilio to help him return to Apple as the CEO. There's only one person who can rally the Apple troops, Jobs said. Only one person who can straighten out the company. The Macintosh era had passed, Jobs argued, and it was now time for Apple to create something new that was just as innovative. If the Mac is dead, what's going to replace it? Emilio asked. Jobs's reply didn't impress him. Steve didn't seem to have a clear answer, Emilio later said. He seemed to have a set of one-liners. Emilio felt he was witnessing Jobs's reality distortion field and was proud to be immune to it. He shooed Jobs unceremoniously out of his office. By the summer of 1996, Emilio realized that he had a serious problem. Apple was pinning its hopes on creating a new operating system called Copeland, but Emilio had discovered soon after becoming CEO that it was a bloated piece of vaporware that would not solve Apple's needs for better networking and memory protection, nor would it be ready to ship as scheduled in 1997. He publicly promised that he would quickly find an alternative. His problem was that he didn't have one.